because as Fred was correctly indicating, the department said no, there is no agreement and they are not going to pay. And the municipality said there was an agreement and we came in between them, bring the agreement, and then in Apisi, there is no agreement.
Great.
Chair, the honourable members are correct. The honourable Fake, honourable Adams, and honourable Madoka. Honourable Adams is correct. The envelope was supposed to be handed to us on that day in the meeting, but it was not. The unfortunately, when they sent those documents back to us, remember original old documentation that was then scanned in. Their excuses was that it came to us about 2.5 weeks later, which was way past we completed the draft. We completed the draft reports within 7 days rather than 8 days. And so it was late. I have the documentation in front of me. I've gone through this several times. There is no written agreement about this. None. What there is a number of communication to and fro about we did this, it cost that much, here's the invoices, pay us that. It's really a lot of documentation. I understand the frustration on the part of the municipality. What it sounds like is that there was a service provider who said, no, we'll pay you back. But that person was not from DPW, that was a verbal thing, and they acted on that. That's what it sounds like. But there's no written contract. So the committee can rest assured, we don't have a written contract.
No, thank you, colleagues. Colleagues, that's then matter to Nando. Honourable Story.
Let me say, Chair, I'm trying to understand this paragraph. If we are just a community from the streets getting this equipment, what will be your intake that when you are just making this? Because it doesn't actually give us a sense, because we are not there. We now have the information because we're explaining what expired, what happened on that day. But there is no way that you can explain this tendency.
There's no way that we can trace the sentence. Yeah, we settled on that one, yeah. We can trace. Yeah. Suffice. Because as it stands now, if you have thought that we would have said that there was an agreement and that the department has committed to an agreement that there was. But with the rephrasing, because there's no agreement or no documentation to show that there was an agreement. So what the DDG then says that there's no agreement. So we can't pay back the money, but we will assist you in getting investors into the harbour to come and invest. And they were talking about because from that harbour is very busy in the summer periods. Because a lot of the houses on that float, on the harbour, are people that have bought houses there. They don't necessarily stay there. But they come summer times, summer months and all that to that place. There's one gentleman, his house is right about on the hill. He has created his own pathway, footpath for tourists and all that, out of his own pockets around there. So I think we will stand with the new rephrased version of the paragraph.
Can you indicate
to me? Sure, this. Take us to the new rephrased version.
The new rephrased version reads, the DDG stated that the DPW could not pay back the 800,000 that the mayor and officials referred to. However, the DPW PMTE was committed to assist in ensuring economic economic growth commensurate to the construction investment that was made.
Can I add on the first paragraph on the DDT, I think we must indicate the reason why they were not paid, because there were no agreements. We must not just say the DDT stated that DPW could not pay back the 800 that the mayor and the officials referred to, because there was no agreement between the DPW and the municipality on the construction. Maybe on those lines, but just show the indication why are they not paying. Because if you leave it like that, it will not give the reason to the person. They will think that it's just an arrogance, but they must indicate the reason that because there was no agreement, that is the reason why they are not paying.
Chet, I'm sorry, complicating things. We did not know then that there was no agreement. We only established subsequent to that, only after the report. So according to our visit, as far as we knew, there was an agreement. Only later on, we established that there's no agreement. So we can't put that in.
No, Chair, I don't agree with the colleague to make a follow-up. Department stated clearly in the meeting that there was no agreement. The people that were pursuing that there is an agreement was the municipality. So the department did indicate that there was no agreement. So there was no agreement between the municipality and the DPW. They said it when we were still there. We knew because the department did indicate, the DPG indicated. Yes, that was the
Thanks, Chair. So the new sentence reads, the DDG stated that the Development Public Works could not pay back the 800,000 rand that the mayor and officials referred to due to the fact that there was no agreement in place between the department and the municipality.
I'm sorry to do this, Chair. Due to the fact, is it possible by consensus that we can replace that with unless there was an agreement instead of due to the fact because
there was no agreement?
Or well, even that too is fine, but yeah. Because there was no agreement, that's also fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Page 5? Page 6?
Sorry, Chair. 2.13, there's a in third line of that paragraph, there's an error, a comma that's shifted. There's a comma after inoperable. So it's on the other side, it shouldn't be there. In 2.14, Chair, the sentence that starts with the second sentence, 2.14, the dollars that break the force and regulate wave action. If members are fine with it, it can stay like that, but I thought that putting three words in there could make it a bit clearer if we say the dollars that break the force of the wave and regulate wave action. Because it just seemed a bit strange when I read it.
Sorry, Chair, just for the sake of completeness and to perhaps obviate the need for further arguments, would it not be wise to, at this stage, after 2.3, which gives the resolutions, to state there as a postscript or an additional note that no documentation has been received by the department, and that can then put this thing to bed and not lead to any further questions on the 800,000. So just to say that after the resolutions, we'll be saying that the municipality needs to provide the documentation, that we just state postscript, no such documentation has been received.
Just to say that there was no adequate documentation received or documentation.
No documentation showing an agreement.
Showing, yeah. Adequate documentation showing an agreement.
Second last line, the fourth and third last words, they are combined, and therefore there should be a space there. Between and therefore.
There is a space.
Sorry. Page 7, the second paragraph starting with the committee.
Okay, you got it?
Yes.
All right. Page 8. Page 9. The Honorable Adams is quiet, and I'm very happy that she is ready to come. Page 11. Page 12. I think Honorable Story must be happy that Honorable Barnard is back to police, otherwise she would have told you that a lot of things is wrong. Page 13. And just as we were giving her extra responsibility to say that our future documents must first go to her to do all the grammar and everything. She ran away, Honorable Dolly. But we can always do that with Honorable Ryder. The last person that joins the committee must do. Look at the grammar. Part of initiation, Honorable Ryder. Page 14. Honorable Pete? But we've got a lecturer here in our committee, we've got a teacher, Honorable Pete. Is that now page 13?
I try not to get involved in anything today, because Honorable Pete told me, no, just leave that to the secretary. So, okay, just for clarification on this one here, on page that not decreased to 300 million?
No, it's decreased to what? 192 million.
Where is that indicated, Chair?
Yeah.
Because I just want to know this.
Yeah, 4.5.1.
Oh, okay.
4.5.1, colleagues. The project started in March 26. 400 million was allocated, of which 109 million was allocated for work to be done. Of this was used in the 2015-16 financial year. Because remember, it was not 400 million. We must indicate here that the 400 million has been decreased to 192 million. From the Kuka development. The project started at 400 million, but then they said then that it has been decreased to 192 million. Remember, when they came here, it was 400 million. So when we went out there, it has decreased to 192 million. And I was not saying because you don't ring fence projects. That's why treasury takes. If anything, I'm not ring fence. Treasury takes just like money that's lying around. Honorable Madova?
Yes, thanks, Honorable Chair. I want to check to the colleagues in the administration. Is this report 4.5.1 as we are reading it? Didn't you take it from the presentation? I remember that there was, as the chair is saying, it was verbally something that he said, but what is written down was what is here. Maybe we have to double check, because what we are presenting here, it was they said in the document, which is official. We'll request them to advise us, because I remember what the chair is saying. It was on the deliberations when they were saying, but what is written down was that 400 million.
Chair, the colleague is right. I just thought it might be necessary to indicate somewhere that of that 400 million, because some people think somewhere that it's still 400 million. The colleague is right. Does still indicate, but is it necessary that we indicate somewhere else that it's now being reduced? That's all I want to know.
Sure. Because they told us when we did our first talk, or when we did that it is now being reduced. So the 400 million is correct there, but we must put an indication that it has been reduced to 192 million, said by Kuka.
Can I ask you, Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I think we are correct, Chair. That's why I'm saying that in the deliberation. Mm. So we must say that this is the information that they gave us, formal information, in their document. But when the deliberation took place, this is what they indicated.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got a problem on Lola's phone with him brackets there without the mic on.
So what I was basically saying to the chair, and apologies to the members, is that in Saldana, this is what they gave us, 400 million. So when we went on the second leg of the overnight, which was now in Hermanus, only then did we realize that it was 192. So these are two different reports. I suggest we leave this as is because it fits into this report. And in the second report, well, they should then reflect the 192.
Thank you, Nora. Thanks to show that you were not speaking on the other side. Thank you, Nora. Honorable Titoli?
Thank you, Chair.
No, Baba Titoli was saying, look at that one.
Thank you, Chair. Even on the second oversight, they keep on saying 400 million. Until you correct it. Until you correct it. There is something wrong with the assumption of the
government.
Honorable Adams, stand up. No, Chair. Oh.
Okay.
But for me, it is also that we should also mention
your mic, please.
It was 400 million. Sounds a lot for 1 year. But when you divide it into 3 years, they indicated here 26, 30, 16, that's it. But I think you should somewhere say for 3 years, over 3 years.
Page 30.
Sorry, Chair.
Sure.
One of the phantom results has appeared, Chair.
Where?
If you add all the results on page 12, my apologies. But the phantom result does disappear.
Yeah.
I think sometimes.
But
at the bottom, page 12, Chair, that says
14.
There are 14, but if you add those, then there are not 13.
Don't
you?
There are 13.
You don't get 14, you get 13.
Chair, the sentence reads, Hope Bay had 40 sunken vessels. Sunken vessels in other
thank
houses.
You,
no.
Thank you, ma'am.
No, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Good to have principal object of comment. Thank you very much. Page 30. Page 40. A pop of the time in the hot classes. Oh, okay. Page 40, page 50. Hey, that's why the quietness. Oh, hey. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Page 19?
There is no 19.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Trying
to
please
you
up,
thank you.
Why honorable speech, that is
what works me. Well, thank you very much for the first report. Can we then table this report with the corrections as a corrected version of our oversight? Who moves? Honorable Matlopa moves. Second?
With the amendment.
With the, second? Honorable Adams seconds.
The second question.
Yes, Honorable Adams.
On page 30, there is something there, acronym PSP.
Wait, 30.
30. PSP, Professional Service Provider. Then there's acronym PSP. Now, why that isn't professional service providers written in, I think, make more letters. When the
capital
letters, when the acronym is. I'm just asking. In 4.5.2, the second page, the procurement of professional service providers. Why is it capital letters, the acronym, and
I think can we do that 461? Create as the full words and then leave the acronyms down in the other sentences. Is that fine, Honorable Adams?
Yeah.
Page 13, 4.61, PSP, Professional Service Providers, in full. Yeah, but there is, it's written out there.
Yes, but she wants PSP in capital, professional capital.
Yeah.
Okay. But also on 4.6.1, because
yes,
you start
because it's
with
the heading.
It's the heading there. Thank you very much, members, for the first report. The second report, the heading, third line of the heading, the end day can't be before the start day. Which time age is that? I don't know. It could be Conan, the Barbaric time age or something, or Throne of what is it? Game of Thrones, eh?
Yes.
Game of Thrones. Could be before the Game of Thrones starting age. So it should be 3 August. Again, membership of the committee that went. This is important. Page 1, members.
On page 1, the under committee oversight, it's written like the oversight means that the committee is over the work, and that's Department of Public Works, and its entity due to.
What about Sitori? Sorry, you said it and its entities to implement the policies made. Is something wrong with that? Is that what you are referring to?
Yes, my understanding is that if we and its entities work to implement. The what do we say do to implement?
The oversight mandate, the oversight mandate of the committee is over the work that the Department of Public Works and its entities do to implement the policies made by the Minister of Public Works. That's fine.
Robert Story? Fine. Okay. Thank you. Honorable Kutari doesn't agree to that.
This one is low. Now it's really what he was saying. It's all
demon voice. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Did you send this report to Honorable Colabana? because everybody's so quiet. So
it's
funny.
This is a report that comes back from Honorable Colabana.
Page 5.
He corrects the grammar because he said.
No, I mean, no one picks up, not even the lecturer picks up, the principal picks up. So, So I'm happy.
We never heard anything.
I'm happy. Page 5. You've got Dr. Fick now. That you are claiming you are that good. Dr. Fick, we are plowing here with your tools. He says that he's got the lecturer, and the lecturer has not sent anything back, or he's sent back, and they are good.
I will take over this response. I don't know whether someone's going to call upon his leaving, but I'll take over. I didn't want to interfere with her.
No, thank you, Honorable. Honorable Adams?
Look at the use of commas.
Commas?
Yes, all over. Because everywhere there is commas, which I assume shouldn't be there. And I'm no English person, I'm an Afrikaner. The use of commas, we should look at that. And then the other one, Jefferson on page 5, the second, explain to me the letters that emerges from discussion. The method that emerges from discussion, shouldn't that be, we started with standby and 2.1 presentation by the municipal manager, said municipal manager, method of arriving, shouldn't that be 2.2 objective? And then on page 5, I would like them to explain to me under method that emerged from discussion, under B, regarding whether the needs of substance Fisher were being catered for the municipality, why the death? Why the death? Couldn't you tell me a little later?
No, it shouldn't be the first
commercial.
And the use of the commercial?
Just the numbering, just about the numbering, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
What we tried to do was to ensure that once there's a presentation, there was a discussion, and if we capture the discussion, the methods emerged from the discussion, which is why 2.1, the method after 2.1,
mm-hmm.
belongs to that presentation.
Okay.
And the same goes for when the harbour master is there. Once the harbour master is down, there's a discussion,
mm-hmm.
that will not become 2.3.
Okay.
See, so just that's how the numbering works.
Okay.
But we'll sort the commas and.
Understandable, Honorable Adams.
Those things are.
So that's okay, thank you, great.
Can I say something, please?
Honorable Magopa?
Honorable Adams. When the report is written, there is nobody that reads proof. Because when you write yourself, you can't read proof what you have written. Because really, our responsibility as a committee is not to deal with the issue of the grammar and anything. We deal with the content. No. Is there anybody that deals with that one? So that in future, Chair, if there is nobody in future, we suggest that there must be somebody. Because, you know, we waste a lot of time dealing with the commas. It's not our responsibility, actually, you know. So that, you know, the one that writes a report, the other one read proof it. And then it comes to us.
That's the suggestion that we've made, that we will write the report. It will come to me. I will then send it to... It was Honorable Barnard and I think Honorable Adams that we have. But we have identified two people that will look at that. Because the problem that we have to apply report, but then they've got managers, right?
The manager, what is the role of the
no,
manager?
No, but then we will wait forever for our report. And these managers are not so clued up. They are even not so clued up because the report comes back worse than it went to them. So I would rather than say that for the efficiency, that we get the members that was on the oversight to proofread the report there and to do the grammatical errors. Now we've got two education specialists in our midst, and a financial specialist, two in one. Lecturer at the university, three in one. Principal of a school, at that. So that we then send it through to these members after the report, and they then in turn engage with NOLA, send back grammatical errors and all that, send it back to NOLA so that when we get to the committee meeting, we can just process things, the content that's there. And we've got another specialist sitting next to the education specialist, Honorable Mark Lofa. So you've got four people to look at, five. So that we can then look at these things. But in terms of the work, so April will talk to his manager to see when he's done whether he can bounce it off with someone there. But he knows best. But like I said, after he's done and he sends it there, it comes back worse. We've experienced that. So, and then it frustrates you. It really frustrates you. So our members, thank you, Honorable Pick, has agreed. Thank you, Honorable Madlopa, has agreed. Thank you, Honorable Adams, has agreed. Absolutely. Honorable Fultani has agreed. Thank you very much. Honorable Ryder has agreed. Look, they look at me with excitement to say, when are you doing my name? But I think, members, because this is our report as a committee, we're the owners of the report. You know, we can't let other people decide how we write our report. Committee report, our report, we were there, this is our property, we APC'd it, then it becomes general property. But up until it's not been APC'd, still this committee. Okay. Page 5, page 6, page 7,
Chair, that on page 6, sorry to take you back, the last line there, there's harbour master in brackets now, I'm not so sure if that belongs there. It doesn't appear to me as though it belongs there. Harbour master in brackets.
That should be taken out here.
Sorry, okay, and then on the top of page 7, that's harbour. We spell it with the U.
Not like the Americans. Page 8.
maybe page 9. Page 10. Honorable Pete.
Okay, the second paragraph, that second last line, I cannot believe that is correct. It should be OSH, OH, S, not OSH, Occupational Health and Safety, unless this is another legislation, I'm not sure. The second paragraph, bullet. Page 10, yeah.
Yeah. Roman letter I.
Can we request that OSH is, they must write it in school?
Yes. Occupational Health and Safety?
Yes.
Can you write that in school? Page 11? Page 12? Page 13? Page 40. Page 15. Page 16. 16. Maglopa.
In all the pages, Chair, where they have put a short name, they must put first the full name in all of the pages so that you cannot ask about that. Because this, after approval of the Parliament, it becomes a public book. So it must be easy to read for the
Okay. Just on page 16, yellow page is one word. 5.5. Yellow tail is one word. Yellow tail fish. Fish.
No, Chair, you understand me.
No, you don't get the yellow and then the tail there. One fish.
You even work so.
And I think it should be written in the first sentence. In first letter in capital, what it means. There should be a full stop behind Snoop.
Yeah.
Start a new sentence. The hawkers with permits clean and sell fish to restaurants and the public. Page 17. Page 7.1.12. Okay. Page 20. Honorable Feet, I nearly said page 50. Honorable Feet.
Okay, so if you start by 7, recommendation of the committee, and then the first sentence thereafter says the committee recommends that the Minister of Public Works engages with the Minister of Agriculture. And then 7.2 says, Public Works, the Minister, should it not be start with instruct the DG. Okay. And then similarly, 7.3 instructs the DG. And similarly, 7.4.
Page 20. Okay. 7.5. It starts with DG. 7.4. 7.4.2. Starts with DG. 7.6. Page 21, page 22, honorable members, the research unit has also given us a document for your information, for noting, so that when you do your speeches on the report, that you've got the research as well, when we do the report. Honorable Sikoli, you want to go through the research document? Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I was checking on our recommendation. It says nothing about that container. It cost the department 120,000 for. These are not used. I don't know what you checked. I didn't see some.
Oh no, but that's all over, but in certain others it's been used. Like in Corbe it's been used, remember? Hardware it's been used. Corbe it's been used, hardware it's been used, but it's just traced by where they've got the problem with the access, where the harbour users committee feels that if the container is moved, then they must build a new slipway down there. You're right there.
But you remember the one that they said is 120,000.
Yeah.
But the owners, they don't get the owner of the container.
Which one is that? Which harbor was that?
The container was there.
Okay, straight spy, eh?
Check.
Honorable Pick?
Yes. There's something about it on page 10. The latter part of that big paragraph about 8 lines down, they make mention of that container.
Does it make mention?
Okay.
That's
10J.
Yeah.
10J deals with the whole issue, the second sentence, Jeff. At all harbors, containers were found. These were in varying stages of rust and were largely disused. But, and then what actually follows there is what the actual matter is. There was a previous executive of DAF, previous minister of DAF,
okay.
That had a project running. And the paragraph is actually so long because we wanted to capture the problem that when an executive has a particular pet project, they start something but the next minister may not take it with. And that's in fact the problem with these containers that are just standing there. That there's no funding for it, it just stands there because the person who wanted it there is no longer there.
It's been captured.
It says also container cost
150,000. I'm sure that this is been captured. What I was saying as a committee, at our recommendation. Because we cannot say anything.
Part of the recommendation, we can say that the container that has not been used, the minister should engage with his counterpart in doubt so that the containers can be opened up to your small scale fishes that can be, it must be used. It must be more efficient. I know the reason why Honorable Tatoli is also so cross about that container. because that is the harbour where he ordered steak. But he did not know that the steak that he ordered was tuna steak, it was fish. Honorable Paula Barnard ate his tuna steak. And after she ate the tuna steak, he was still waiting for his steak, and they brought him fish, and he doesn't eat fish.
Oh, sorry.
So he left there without eating. Very hungry along the road. Along the road. Honorable Dan.
You'll recall the great security problem that we came across in our bay.
Mm.
And I know how we all felt about them. Now, this report will go through the National Assembly.
Mm.
Now, are we going to pencil the fact that we need to sit down with DAF as well as the Department of Police? Because that's a promise we made to those people that we'll definitely talk to these two departments so that security, I know we've made a reference to it, but I'm just thinking forward now, because we'll discuss it there and then the matter will be closed in the NA. I'm just saying, as a committee that actually saw the raw side of all the criminal activities, are we programming ourselves to actually meet with those two portfolio committees?
Yeah, it's on 7.2 on the first report.
I know.
Yeah, we have to. In actual fact, we must.
Yeah.
Not have to, we must. Because, comrades, sorry. Apologies. Colleagues, we don't have to call the portfolio committee.
Right.
I spoke to the various chairpersons, to the three of them.
Okay.
Department of Environmental Affairs,
yes.
Staff,
police.
As well as police. I spoke to them, and as well as defense and military veterans. They then in turn says, but what is our portfolio committee going to do? So we can call, in actual fact, the head of that department, DGs and all that, for the department. Like police will send down some police commissioners to look at that, because we must also ask them, what is the role of Sea Board, of Sea Patrol? What is their role of Sea Patrol?
Thank you.
And Home Affairs. We forgot to mention
Home Affairs.
Yeah.
Those people coming in via the sea.
But I think we've got it somewhere, right?
Oh, yes, yes. Can I just come in?
Yeah, sure.
I feel very uneasy about the first report, sir. Because honorable members would notice that the second report says at the end, it starts with the recommendations and it recommends to the executive. Remember, we do oversight over the executive. So a report should tell an executive to do something. The first report does not. So for me, the first report needs to be, the last part needs, especially that committee resolutions, there should probably be recommendations. And then a sentence should be put in there that the Minister of Public Works, and then we have to redraw 7.21, 7.2, etc., as recommendations for action. That will suffice your concern, Honorable Sultani, through your chair, that those factors are affected. Because what we have here currently is almost as if we're telling ourselves and other committees to do work. And it's not our duty to do this, it's the Minister's duty to do this.
Yes. But still, this committee has undertaken that we will call those people together. So we need to raise those issues with police. We need to call police. We need to call Environmental Affairs. We need to call Home Affairs to say, what are you guys doing there? You know, so you're right there, Shireen. You must put on there to the executive. As such, as per the first report, I'm also thinking, what prohibits of doing the recommendations on both reports combined to the last report? Right? How can't we combine the two reports? I think we can. Just take the dates.
No, sir. We can't. It was two mandates. for which funding was accessed. You need to be truthful to what happened.
No, but it was the same mandate that the committee said that when we go and visit the small harbors. Look, we did not go with two different mandates to both oversights. We went with the same mandate because it was just that the timing, because on one we had 2 days or 3 days, and on the other one we had a bit of more days. But okay, correct?
Okay, can I say
just... Honorable...
Thanks, Honourable Chair. No, I know that maybe it can be busy. It can be difficult. But I want to check, is there any policy that is prohibiting the combination of two? If it is the same, like the harbour, it was more harbour busy. You know, we'll have finished same day if we had enough time. We want to check, but maybe also because it's different day, is it the problem that can cause two tables in one report? We want a clarity check. Is there any policy or is just a problem that, you know, with different days now? Each date must come like when we are having the committee meeting.
Chair, I don't deal with this. The Honourable Secretary deals with the chair, but when I use, just to correct something, some misunderstanding, when I use the word mandate, it's actually the administrative process that the two ladies over there and Nola, because I think Khadija dealt with some of the mandates as well, signing off of the mandates to get this sorted out. But the secretary deals with that chair. So it's really the issue of our strategy as a committee was to visit the small harbors. An agenda is drawn up, a program is drawn up, but you split it up into two. The first one, when money is accessed, that's referred to as a mandate, that's when you procure services from outside. So we can't report to Parliament as if it was one, while it was in actual fact two days. So, Chair, maybe...
Nola?
Thank you, Chair. Just to clarify this small point. Generally, we are supposed to produce a report 7 days or 8 days after we go on any trip outside of Parliament, whose funds have been allocated to the committee for usage thereof. So it is based on that reason that we cannot then combine the two, because it was funds expropriated for use at different times, which whose reports were supposed to be submitted back then already. So the fact that we have not been able to consider and adopt the reports at that time should not then make us eligible to combine the two.
But you see, colleagues, my problem is my understanding, because on both visits we experienced the same things, the same problems. So then part of the recommendation of report number two would also be included in report number one. Because if you look at the recommendations of report number one, and I mean we had more problems in actual fact with report number one than with the report number two, but we've got our recommendations is a bit longer in report number one and it's much more detailed than in the report number two. So I would then say that because the problems is basically the same. Honourable Fultani.
Thank you, Chair. Had we had that wise thinking before the two reports were presented to us, I would comfortably agree with you. But now we have considered them as separate ones.
Okay.
Even though our think of what we saw is pretty much similar. So I go with the view that let's leave them as two separate reports. Because otherwise it would mean that our admin staff must go back and combine the two and see what they eliminate and what they retain. Thank you, Chair.
Right, no thanks. Honourable members, can I have
the last one, Chair.
Oh, Honourable Madrapa.
Yeah, but I support the colleague to say let us take it separate. Because
because of the state, the Secretary of State. But Chair, really, it is correct what you are saying, to say that the more problems were in the first one, but the recommendation is thinner than the second. What I want to agree with the Chair to say that what transpired here as a recommendation that is relevant this time must be added on the first report. I think the Chair is correct on that. But not to put them together. Not to put them together.
Honourable members, if we look at the second report, page 2, refers to the first visit and refers to the fact that strategically that first visit, this visit of the second report, is basing itself on the first visit information. And those 6 bullets actually sum up what we found in the first one. Now, I'm trying to find a middle way. I'm trying to find a middle way between what you said, Chair. We're not going to, I don't think we should combine them. But I think at the end of the first report, we should refer to the fact that resolutions for action of the executive is contained in this one.
That's right.
That's correct.
That's correct. Look, colleagues, they advise them to the table staff or to the, when we AP seat, and when the report will be discussed in the House, is that both reports should be read as one.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Colleagues, now we've got our last item. It's the minutes of the... minutes of the 22nd of August.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Have we got a mover for to adopt the report? Mover to adopt the report? Second. With amendment. Seconder. Honorable Futani seconds the report. Honorable members, it's just a 2-pager. Of minutes on the 22nd.
Yes,
Baba.
Mr.
Futani was not
there.
Oh, sorry. So you second. And about Futani second. Thank you. So there's working agreement between the UDM and the IMP. Good. members, the minutes of the 22nd, page 1. Whose name is not here, please raise your hand. Page 2. Sir?
On page 2, Mr. Wu, Mr.
Mr. Wu?
No name, it's just a Mr.
Where?
On dash dash. On the hand up with him.
I thought we were not going to do this. Because this is version 1, Chair. Version 2 exists with all the corrections.
So I would
request that we do not do
this. No, thank you. Honourable members, thank you, Mr. Denison. Let the report stand down until our next meeting. And with that, members, it's just now the study. No, wait. Okay. Study tour members, we're going to do another application again. As the House Chair has mentioned, that there were so much committees that went abroad. But now with the MTBBS process, money will be made available. So we must then do another application to do that, to the study tour. To do the study tour. But also... we've got an oversight visit next week in the Eastern Cape, members. We are going to East London, Mthatha, Aditwa, where else? King Williamstown, Taibo. Oh, sugar. What both of us? Hi, Fort Hopeful. No, Chief. Hold on.
There is fish sticks.
I don't drive there in the night. The cars are walking right through the eye. Honorable members, who are available to accompany the or to go with the committee? I know our members of tourism has also got an oversight, and I've heard the member says that the reason why they are going to Limpopo is because they're not going to get out. Because they are very economical with meat in Limpopo. Honorable Futan, you're available?
Yeah.
Thank you. Honorable Matebe?
Not sure.
Agu? We need to know because we need to do the funding. But we need to do the funding application. You'll be available. Thank you very much. My Honorable Adams? You don't want to eat meat and fish. You don't want to eat, you want to eat pap. You want to eat pap?
No,
okay. Honorable Marcella?
I'm with
Tourism. Honorable Mjobo? No, ma'am, we need to know because our planning application is already late. That's why I think she sent the notices out to members. Okay. Honorable Madrofa?
If Honorable
Peter
is going
on
No, let me explain this. For a deal of the ANC to make sure that the UDM voice does not suffer in front of me. That's a special job.
No,
so you come to tough days.
No, that's good. We're starting on Monday and ending off on Friday. Travel days is Sunday and Friday.
That's true. Okay, we on a serious note. Any of those drivers, and I'm not going to talk about the last time, if I feel unsafe, I'm going to get out wherever I am, and I'm going to take Uber. But yeah, that's the way it works.
Have you got Uber next okay?
I'll take care of you, man.
Okay. Right in the area.
I'll take care of you. I know the guys are
out. Honorable Ryder?
I'm available.
Thank you, sir. Honorable Tutore? Baba.
Yes.
We need you, Bob. We need you to take care of your younger sister and for Tani. Nick, you must keep an eye there.
No, he's
By what time can you confirm? Honorable Mjobo, can you confirm by 2 o'clock?
No, we'll confirm by
2 o'clock, eh? Okay. Honorable Mjobo, can you confirm by 2?
Yes.
Okay, Honorable Mjobo will confirm by 2. But put her name on. I know she will be. That one is a very dedicated member. Members, we'll be leaving on Sunday. Please, forward. Members, forward your departure province to NOLA and where you want to go back. I know Honorable Madrofa wants to go back to Durban and not stay in his London.
Running away from me.
No, I will eat filth and in there.
Members, thank you very much for meeting time to them. Thank you. We are not a mad bunch in the meeting. We are just we just love each other here.
Thank you too much.
Oh, Honorable Madrofa. You said you are taking a space.
You're taking my space, so you're going to be the photographer. I was the photographer. So,
the point is, you must not say.
It's an administrative issue.
Honorable Adams, I'm going to miss you. Mama,
oh, yeah. Well, madam, let us tell you, some people are more important than
tomorrow.
We need to hear.
No, let's go for lunch first. Super table first. Allow them for lunch. No. Yeah, or we can dose them for breakfast.
Think about it.
Thank you. Yeah, but remember, no, but they did send out notices long ago that they are going to amalgamate to Outlook.
No,
and there was, and there was also said... Yes, the timing is bad, but I mean, there was also said that there is, what's the name? Training. But you can still get your mail on mail recovery. That is
no,
the
no,
truth.
No, but you know what happened when they changed over on Monday when
What was going on?
Yeah. So I'm saying in terms of their timing is the worst. They choose the
busiest time.
Because look, now we're going into BRRR and all that. Their timing sucks.
Even people's appointments went missing.
Yeah.
I think they should also have more resources when they, and they must better their processes on the internet. Because when you watch this internet on my laptop, and on my phone.
Yeah.
You do.
It's like, I have to sit there the whole day.
Yeah.
And I was just angry. I was, oh, God.
Well, I mean, I had to be with my study.
Did you hear the new scheme now, whatever the children is doing?
Mm-hmm.
They go to cliques now.
Yeah.
They actually, it's like a group of children, school children, with their school clothes on. They keep you busy. In the meantime, they're busy with your pockets.
Mm-hmm.
They're busy with your bags. They took my friend. What they did is they put Vaseline on her zip, where her jacket. And then opened her jacket, took out her cell phone, and she didn't even know until she came to work, and she thought, but what is so sticky, the Vaseline and whatever? Then she realized that the children were like busy talking to her and asking her questions about this and the other and whatever.
And you will listen to school kids.
Exactly, because I mean, you would think that they're innocent, but now they're using
Did he take his bag?
Yeah.
Everybody amazes me. The report is done. Then he raises a point about the report. I'm thinking, you But then I thought, okay, the brother wants some work. Give the brother some work. I'm good. I am doing this. Because I was like, oh, maybe done with it.
He will do all the dots and the commas and
the
whatever. He will do it. Yeah. He will do that. Yes. No, that is his famous word. Yes, famous word. No, he likes to pass the buck. No, Mark sees to every comma and every dot.
No, you go to Mark with a document and you like, you urgently need to
find and you sit there.
I'm not because this one time, he really irritated me. He like, he drove me off the wall. So I'm like, Mark, the chairperson has to go.
Yeah.
They actually leave at, what time are they? What time are they getting? At 3.
Yeah.
That morning I'm running around with an application.
Yeah.
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 So it's like,
Chairperson.
So what I do, it reflects like that on the invitation. What must I do now? Must I refrain? I said, no, Mark, this is a letter, the little invitation cannot be sent.
No, Mark is actually very technical. Like he will ask you, yeah.
No, he's supposed to wait his money. Okay, so now this.
So I must then, so that poor Marcelino are getting involved again.
It's a shame, it's probably is going to happen.
Yeah, he said yes.
So now
I must actually send you his.
Well.
Oh.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no wonder.
And
I'm
still
my letter saying,
out.
Please send from where do you want to be moved from
because
and where do you want to go home to?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If you understand,
you can answer
me.
So.
I wish the members could understand that.
The yeah. The actually the the admin workers more than what they think it is. Yes, and not only that, they when you're on that ANC thing and when you ask them people where are you travelling from or what is it, they don't answer. There's one or two that answers, the others keep quiet. The others keep quiet.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
When is this?
I called
yeah, but now when did you send it to
last
them
week.
When?
I sent it last week already.
This is it.
I sent it to them last week. Oh, you had it sent it to me?
No, they didn't even respond to say
no,
I'll be coming.
No,
it was just Miss Adam, for Marciera, and the chef.
Oh, wow.
And the lady from Public Works, Lino.
Oh, okay.
There is schooling in the office.
No, that is from here.
So,
no, don't shoot the messenger. Are you not coming?
I could have a meeting with Sarah and the member won't even attend with them. Like,
I'm just doing my part. Can you please just respond?
That's the thing. When people
Yeah, we've put
it. Like, if Inez has to present anything to the family, Inez has to say, okay, fine, I'm available. But with them, they're the history. That is both the part of business and the
entire
family leaders, obviously, and also. So, much as we are also under that.
Yes.
At times, you just need to be
You just be flexible.
But if it doesn't compromise, it's okay. It's just general information that you can give.
Because, I mean,
And they are very strict. So that's why she was probably giving you help. Because she thought, I'm doing you a favor, and now you're telling me to take care.
I have to travel back and forth. Wake up at 4 in the morning.
What did she say?
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know.
The other one, she was good, eh? The other one, is it?
No idea.
I shame, I didn't even know that Ina left, eh? Ina also left. Ina. Ina, man.
Ina.
Yes. In April already. I found there by the speaker's office. They said, no, she left at April. Yeah, she probably retired.
She must have retired.
She retired, I think.
Oh, I love her.
Oh yeah, she's very sweet, very, and she can. She can. She will help you wherever she can.
Yeah.
And I was shocked, and I thought, oh shame.
Do you know what this
meeting
is about? About research. You know, because I'm not sure if it's going to be
Oh yeah, is it yours?
Oh,
is it yours? Thank you.